We're going to continue part two, entertainment, sports, video games. And on part two, self-controlled or controlled. We all have some downtime to relax. Is playing a video game a bad use of that time? Since so many people play video games, over 215 million Americans, today we're going to focus our prayers on the people who play the games, the time and money spent, the age of those who play, the benefits and disadvantages of playing. We will also intercede for discernment when and if to play the games. And like Paul admonished in 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated or a slave to by anything. So we know that over 215 million Americans played video games at the end of 2022. That is two-thirds of the population play on a smartphone, a console, or a computer. And that's either virtual or video. The ages estimated is 70% are over 18, 40% are over 34, 36%, the largest portion, even though 40% are over 34 for a smaller frame of numbers, are between 18 and 34. So the average person that plays is 33. 24% are under 18. That's right, almost one-fourth of those that play are under 18. That's children. Surprisingly, 48% are females and 52% are males. So only a little bit more of males than most people might think. And the average time a person spends is 13 hours a week. 13 hours. So there are some benefits that several studies have shown. And so this is a compilation from various places. It can improve your vision in that you have to watch for things. It can boost your brain. It can improve life skills. Depending on the game you play, it might ease anxiety and depression. Again, the type of game. It does improve cognitive functions, problem-solving skills, use of logic, hand-to-eye coordination. It helps people become faster and more accurate at making decisions. It improves eyes for details. It increases social activity and teamwork when you play with others. The disadvantages, however, are the possibility of addiction, social replacement, obesity, stress. It can limit academic progress. Violence can make you addicted. Elevated risk of aggression replaces real-world problems. Some of the games promote gambling. It decreases physical and mental health, and it can cause a lack of focus and concentration. So today we're going to pray for the players and parents that they would create margins of play based on the pros and cons. So, Father, we thank you for your word in Ephesians 5, 16 through 17, and you heard all the pros and cons to playing. So we're going to pray about the time that people spend. How much do they spend? Is it the best use of their time? In Ephesians 5, it says, oh, and is the time wasted? To make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. In some versions, it says to make the best use of your time and not to act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. So we pray for people and their parents of the players that they would ask you, is this a wise use of their time? Secondly, what is the content? Would Jesus play this with them? Why or why not? Does it help or hinder a person's walk with the Lord? Could they play this game around children? So your word says, "You will refu we re I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all who deal crookedly. I will have nothing to do with them." So we pray people will filter in that Psalm 103, 101:3. We pray that people will filter the content. Yes, yesterday we prayed about the ESRB board who puts a rating on each of them based on the type of content that it has. So we pray, God, that they will not watch anything that's vile or vulgar or cause them to be more aggressive or violent and to hate that part of it, and that they would only choose games that are helpful and not harmful. We also pray, God, that the people who play and the parents of the younger ones will set boundaries. We pray that they would have margins on how much time, but also how much it costs them. in terms of taking time away from how much it costs physically, monetarily to purchase the game or to rent it or to download it, and who to play with and who not to. And if they're sitting playing the game, because some games, of course, you're more active. If they're sitting, how long is good for their health and for their eyes? So, Father, we pray that they would refer back to 1 Corinthians 6:12, that again says, all things are lawful, but not all helpful. All things are lawful, but I will not be dominated by anything. And that for each person individually that plays, we pray they would be honest in answering the following questions that came from gotquestions.org. Will it edify or entertain me? Am I obeying self-will or God's will? Does the game glorify God? Will playing result in good works? Does it help me exhibit self-control? While playing, does it redeem the time? Does it pass the Philippians 4:8 frisk test? And that is, it's true and pure and lovely and worthy of praise. Will playing fit in with their life goals? And does it help give an eternal focus? Lots of things to consider, Father, as we pray for those that choose to play these games. We know there are times that you want us not to, and then there's downtime, and we just want to do something that just to relax. So, Father, we pray that we are making a good use of our time, but we also want to think, what would we like to be doing when you take us home? So, in Jesus' name, we pray, Father, that people will reconsider the boundaries. Parents will consider the boundaries, and they will look at other articles on the pros and cons and make a good decision themselves. Amen.